This is MSO News Sports. I am Bill Newell, and we are joined by Craig Genualdo, who is the athletic director at Hamilton Wenham Regional High School. Craig, welcome. Thanks for joining us once again.
Thanks for having me, as always.
Well, Craig, we talked not all that long ago about the field improvement plan or the field renovation plan for the middle school, high school complex there. And it passed. It passed town meeting. It passed the town election last week. And so now, I guess, some reaction from within the building itself at Hamilton Wenham.
I think there's so to say that there's a lot of excitement and relief and joy is absolutely an understatement. There's times that, I'll just be sitting in my office, and then out of nowhere, I'll just remember that it passed, and I'll get like giddy almost. It's been so long in such a road with this project. There's a, for the people that worked on it, for the people that contributed to it, for the folks in the town who came out to vote and really, were constantly asking about this stuff, there's a huge sense of pride that the community came out and was able to get this accomplished. There's a sense of relief. There's a sense of excitement. There is a sense of, okay, what's next? Let's get our feet underneath us. It's almost like, it was such a massive undertaking just to get to this point, but now we get to kind of get our sea legs back right away and really get going on what the next steps are and the next phases. But the one thing, because I attended both meetings along with a lot of other people, and it was a long day, but it was totally worth it. It really felt like it could be a galvanizing moment for the community. It was something that the community rallied around. It was something that the community really wanted. And, for all the people that contributed to the work that went into getting us to this point, we still needed people in the town to come out. We still needed them to support it. If they didn't support it, it wasn't going to happen. And so, we always kind of sensed and knew in our heart that and in our gut that there were folks that wanted this. But until the day happens, you never really know, And one of the things that was interesting that became clear in the days leading up to the town meetings and the town vote is, we knew the people that were against the project for the reasons they had were going to come out and vote. And we knew they were outnumbered by a lot of people, but we just weren't sure how many people were going to come out and participate in, town government. And that's always a question mark. And so when we saw all the people that were sitting there, I was sitting next to Michelle Horgan in the meeting, a former school committee member, former parent, former coach, who's all her four kids have graduated out of the school, and she continues, she's a perfect example of one of many people that continues to work on this project. I was sitting next to her in the meeting, and the vote happened, and, I'm doing the Tom Brady let's go thing because I'm all fired up, and I looked over, and there was like a tear coming out of her eye, and it was so beautiful to see, So sometimes you can work your tail off and work with people and do everything right, and it doesn't work out. But in this case, so far it has, and I really see it as a galvanizing moment and a galvanizing situation for both communities and everybody in them, which is the goal that we had all along.
Well, I want to ask you about the timetable moving forward, but before I do that, look at the timetable in the rearview mirror. As you told me last week or a little over a week ago, this has been a project at least 11 years or 12 years in the making or more. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so this is my 11th year at the school and my first month on the job in September of 2012. I went to a meeting with a group that had already been communicating for over a year. And that's how long it's been. There's kids that are right now going to graduate high school that were in first grade when all that work started, and even in kindergarten, some of them. So it's mind-boggling to think of all that, to think that's just how long this has come. Because sometimes you look back and you look and say, oh, it wasn't that long ago. But when you really think of it in terms of a young person's eyes, I mean, think about the difference in your memories between first grade and 12th grade. And how long everything in between seems, as we get older here, and I'm saying that about myself.
Of course, not about me, of course. Yeah.
Not about you at all.
No.
Never.
Don't bring me into this.
No, like as time goes on, the years sort of blend together, and the days are long, but the years are short, and things just fly by so fast as you're running around, doing things. And but from a young person's perspective, that's an eternity.
Yeah.
So you know, it, so to know that this project has been going on that long and had different starts and stops, we made some progress through about the first 3 or 4 years after, you know, that time frame I mentioned. And then it just kind of stopped. It hit a brick wall. We were at an impasse. There was disagreements among everything, basically, and what the scope should be and what the cost should be and who should be in. I mean, it was bad. And then before COVID, we started getting a little momentum that whole school year. We started kind of reigniting the project. And, you know, that was difficult because, you know, people were like, oh, we're having a kickoff meeting. You know, and as a sports analogy, they're saying a kickoff meeting. And I'm thinking, well, the kickoff to the second half of the seventh game, we're not kicking off the season. We've already done this. And so, you know, the people that had been on the project previously kind of had to realize, no matter how much it hurts, we got to start all over. We got to, like, all the work we did before, we got to update that. You know, because the new folks on the project weren't really privy to all that. So we had to start all over, and then we made momentum, and then COVID happened. We actually did a lot of work during COVID. During COVID, we came up with, I remember doing the work over Zoom. It was a memorandum of understanding and between the towns and the schools. And that was a big step because that kind of showed and demonstrated we're all on the same page. And then the momentum just built and built. And finally, one day last fall, we're sitting there going, we can get this on the ballot this spring. And we were, but really, that's not too soon. And we were like, no, like, you know, Eric Tracy, our superintendent, was very adamant, like, the time's now. We're either going to do this or we're not. And so, you know, it got on the ballot and we did all that stuff and they've already raised some money. So it's just been an incredible, like, if you sit back and think about it, it's been a wild ride. But, you know, we're on the cusp of something, I think, incredible that the communities can experience and enjoy for a long, long time.
Craig, so what is the timetable moving forward? When does ground get broken, so to speak, literally?
Yeah, so there's not an official answer to that yet. You know, like I said, we're getting our sea legs under us. These votes are less than a week old and all this stuff. The timetable that we're hoping for, the one that is aggressive that we're trying to push, that we're going to gear up for, is to start construction next spring. Now, a lot has to go into that. There's a lot that needs to fall into place, but it's not out of the question that this time, I mean, I'm outside looking at our fields now. It's not out of the question that this time next year, everything is dug up and, you know, we're a month and a half into the project already. That's not out of the question. And that's our goal, is just to get it done as well and as efficiently and as timely as possible. And then construction takes, I don't know, maybe we'll be ready sometime that fall. Maybe not. Maybe it'll be a year without fields. Maybe it'll be kind of 7 months. We have to come in the end of that next fall. Maybe we can use some of the fields early. You know, maybe they don't have lights right away. I don't know. That's all that stuff is to be ironed out. But that's what we know at the moment.
Well, that's a great update. And the other thing, Craig, I just wanted to mention is that we again have that whole post that the town released several weeks ago now on this post. But just for our listeners, from the highlight, if you will, three or four of the top highlights of this project, what would you say they are? Obviously, starting with the what is the football field and would be used for other things as well, right?
Yep. So the main stadium, we don't call it a football field because everybody uses it.
Yeah. No, that's wrong. I know that's wrong.
No, it's okay. It's okay. But the main stadium updates would be turf, lights, a new amenities building, which would be concessions, bathrooms, potentially the ticket booth, although I don't know if that part's going to go in there, but an amenities building anyway. New visiting bleachers. That's kind of the first section, and that would be like a varsity rectangle. I call it football, field hockey, boys soccer, girls soccer, boys lacrosse, girls lacrosse, and then the tennis court area where we would get four brand new tennis courts. We don't really have any tennis. We haven't. You know, we've been vagabonds here, nomads trying to find a home for tennis forever, basically, but specifically the last 4 or 5 years. So we'd have four tennis courts on campus. Then behind that, where our, you know, we call them the backfields now, is going to be a multi-purpose field, turfed, lit, which will be baseball and then another varsity rectangle. So all the sports I mentioned earlier would also have another turf field behind that. And then over kind of by the middle school side, but still on campus, there would be our softball field, which the plan is to get turf and lights for that. And so, you know, I've told you what, and the big thing is, I've kind of said what the updates are, the big four updates, and what they'd be used for. But more importantly, it's also a community thing, right? Like, we want the people that love to play pickleball, we want them to be able to come and play pickleball on our campus. The courts will have pickleball lines. We want the youth sports here as much as humanly possible. We have a memorandum of understanding with them already for how the time would be divvied out and the process for that. We want them here whenever we're not. And then when they can, we want the community to be here to do things, like I said, play pickleball, walk the track. Now, is the track going to be open during a lacrosse game? No, we don't want anyone to get hurt. But times when it's available, we want folks to be able to come and utilize it and really take care of the space. And, you know, with a lot of things moving on campus, of course, leaves the town fields, you know, which aren't technically getting upgraded, but by more use coming here, the town fields are going to be free for kind of more recreation and casual use in town and not so overcrowded on flag football days or whatever. So that's another big piece as well.
Well, I think by including pickleball, I think you won the election right there. That's huge now, right? You know? I mean, that's all you needed to say, I think. Now, that's the update, right?
Yeah, it's not out of the question.
All right, Craig, wrapping up here, but give me a couple of updates here from Hamilton Wenham Spring Sports since we last talked. Got a couple of weeks under the belt, maybe just about. So what can you share with us?
Yeah, so we're off to a good start. I mean, baseball won their first game of the day. Softball, which hadn't won a game in a few years, they won a game. They lost two games, but in those two games they lost by a run. They lost by three runs. They're right in games. They're competing. They're young. They're going to be a great program to watch. Our boys and girls varsity lacrosse teams both won their first game yesterday, so they're just getting started. Our girls coach is new, Emily Leland. She's amazing. She's doing awesome. I'm trying to think of the other sports. Tracks first meets today. Boys and girls tennis opened up with Weston, who's a state powerhouse, and boys did lose, but Weston's the cream of the crop, and they played well, and so they're going to start their league matches today. And girls beat Weston in their first game. So we've had some success early. We've kind of, in a couple instances, we haven't, you know, won or anything, but we're off and running. And I think, you know, I think it's possible that almost all of our teams make the tournament this year. And I think some have a chance to go really deep. So we're pretty excited about that.
All right, Craig, and finally, the Cape Ann League, any updates to share with us? Or as you look at a result or two so far coming in from the league, anything surprise you, or what can you make note of so far this spring, big picture?
Yeah, no, I think what's really helped so far is that the weather's been decent. You know, oftentimes this time in April, you're already behind the eight ball in terms of getting games made up and placing them in optimum situations. Not in terms of trying to get things out of it, but just in terms of trying to accommodate people's senior dates and all that stuff. What I love about our league so much isn't, you know, we all have teams that are great every once in a while. We all have teams that make tournament runs, and we all have, you know, we have teams that win state tournaments. But it's not the same team in every sport every year by the same school. And I think that our league is unique. Maybe not unique, but I love our league. I love the athletic directors in our league because when there's a problem, we work together. And we have to look out for the interest of our own schools, but in weather situations and in different things in the spring, we have to just do what's best to get games in and make the best decision, even if it's not sometimes 100% the best thing for us. We have to do what's right. We're in these leadership positions for a reason. And so sometimes you have to be a little selfless, and I continue to be amazed at the people in our league that work together and just to, you know, try to get through a spring that where you're navigating April break, you're navigating senior days, you're navigating weather, you know, fields and all that, and lack of officials, and we're just keeping the train moving. So that's what we're hoping for.
Keep on keeping. There you go. Yep. There you go. All right, Craig, good talking with you. Thanks for these updates. If you hang on the line, that would be great, but that's sure. Craig Genualdo, athletic director at Hamilton Wenham Regional High School, here with us on MSONewsSports.com.